Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
One cannot read the Bible discerningly without seeing the enormous number of warnings which it contains. God through Moses warned the Jews, "The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto you until he has consumed you from off the land, whither you go to possess it. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish." Deuteronomy 28, 21 and 22. Jesus and his apostles constantly warned the early church of the dangers they faced. In his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, the apostle Paul said, "Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one of you, night and day, with tears." Acts 20:31. Were not the prophets of the Old Testament and the preachers of the New morbid and negative when they dwelt on warning God's people? My friends, Israel and the church would have experienced even greater problems and heartaches had God's spokesman not warned them. Sometimes the warnings passed unheeded, but at least the prophet and preacher had done their duty and could not be held accountable for the sins and failures of the saints of God. The God of the Jews demanded of the prophet Jeremiah, "Declare in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities." Jeremiah 4:5. This language should have been adequate to get the Israelites to change their behavior. They should have known how critical the situation was and should have listened to the prophets of God. Failing to take the prophets seriously could mean disaster for the Jews. Jeremiah was informing the Jews of the military conquest which would come upon them. At the time, Jeremiah was warning the Israelites of the dangers they faced. They could have avoided trouble if they had listened. But they paid little attention, or none, to the words of the prophet. Jeremiah pled, "Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction." Jeremiah 4:6. Maybe the Jews thought Jeremiah was giving them theoretical warnings. The false prophets were telling the people that they had nothing to fear. Tragically, the Jews listened to the false prophets and were carried away into captivity for 70 years, just as Jeremiah predicted. Jeremiah compared the army of Babylon to a lion which has come up from the thicket. He called the mighty Babylonian army the destroyer of the Gentiles, and warned that he was on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make the land desolate, and your city shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. Jeremiah 4:7. Jeremiah's word may have seemed so outlandish to the Jews that they paid no mind to what he said. But he was speaking for God Almighty. It was God who saw what was going to happen. Besides, for 150 years, other prophets had been delivering the same message, but the Jews had failed to listen to them, too. Can you explain why human beings are so hard-headed and stubborn? Why we fail to take heed to legitimate warnings from God's Word? I suspect one of the problems pertains to God's not sending judgment immediately. But, my friends, we can know that God will punish the disobedient. That's the reason Jesus warned, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13:3. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.